So just out of this happens occasionally on this show. We'll just get off on a topic, and the next thing you know, we can't get off that topic. And for some reason, Delaware came up. And here's the funny thing. Jeremy and I are both off the air saying, how did we get on?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what started that.
Me either. How did we start talking about Delaware?
Carl, do you remember how it even came up in the first place?
No, I had just turned it on, and y'all was saying something about it's nothing to do in Delaware. The beaches, that's all I heard was, the beaches is empty.
Every picture.
Every picture I saw was empty, and this was from a vacation site. So, are you from there?
I'm from Philly, but I live there now. And the reason why, you know, me and my wife went there, this is for the school district, for the kids. If you single or a bachelor, you better not go there. I just tell you that. You better not go there. So you're going to be so pissed. I mean, there's nothing to do there.
Nothing.
Like, in Philly, there's stuff to do.
Yeah,
you go to Delaware, you're going to be pissed.
Careful, watch your language. Careful, Carl.
Careful with your language, Carl. Something could slip out here.
Yeah, okay. Be a good boy.
So you're saying a family, fine. A single person, bored out of their minds.
Absolutely. You're going to be... There's nothing to do there, man.
There was that fun park. There's like a fun amusement park.
It's called Funland. I mean,
Funland. Haven't you been to Funland, Carl?
Funland, come on, y'all.
Not so Funland.
I'm telling you, there's so many people I pick up that be in Delaware, and they be like, what is it to do here? I said, there's nothing to do there, man. If you old, you won't want to stay there.
It's nice and quiet. There's not even, I was looking, there's not even a million people in Delaware.
Oh, really?
No, it's quiet.
I don't think there's anybody there.
Listen, 2 hours, you could go through the whole state. I'm exaggerating, but I'm just saying. Compared to where we are now.
So you live there now? Are you calling from Delaware now?
No, I'm calling from Denver. I was on your radio station listening. Just, you know, checking out the scene. I'm here, you know, Denver, just enjoying life, you know, with the wife.
Oh, you're visiting. You're visiting the beautiful state of Colorado, which you like a lot better than Delaware, right?
Lots to do here.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Nothing will compare to Philly, though, will it, buddy?
It sure won't, man. Philly is amazing.
I like you, Carl. I like you a lot, buddy.
You're crazy there, man.
Yeah. Listen, you are quite a character, and we appreciate you calling and being on the show. Have safe travels, okay?
Same to y'all. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. God bless y'all, man. Nice talking to y'all.
Great
show.
You as well, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much. You know, Carl, when you go back to Philly or Delaware, you can listen to us on the Mix 100 Denver app.
We'll give you something to do there.
Mix 100 Denver.
I like that guy a lot.
Do we want to take one more, or are we going to get ourselves
in trouble? How do you top
Carl? you really don't. But, you know, Dana's been very patient holding. Dana, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're wonderful.
Fine, Dana.
So what do you want to add?
Well, I grew up in Delaware, so I guess I'm listening to Carl and thinking, I guess I never lived there as an adult. So I lived there from 0 to 18. So I was calling to defend Delaware.
Okay.
But I do live here, so I obviously chose Colorado over Delaware.
You got the hell out.
No, it was a beautiful place to grow up. So I grew up in the woods, like hilly, green. There's tons of forest there.
I'm sold.
Creeks and ponds to ice skate on. It's rolling hills.
People
it's
love creeks
green.
And ponds.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure it's really.
Well, yeah, you can just skip rocks and.
You know what? We might have been giving it. You know, we might have been giving it a bum rap. And I'll tell you what, I will sometime over the next year. I'm going to take a little drive up there because I don't live that far from Delaware. I'll take a little drive up, and I'll check it out, and I'll report back, and I will give it an honest review. How's that?
How are you saying you don't live that far from there?
Well, because I actually do the show remotely, Dana. So
technology magic, Dana.
Technology, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That sounds very strange. And he was right. You can drive there through there in 2 hours.
Okay.
Well, Dom's going to go check it out. He's going to
check
out those little
creeks. And I will give an honest review because I want to see the rolling hills.
And I want Dom to go to Funland.
No, but here's the last part. It does have beautiful beaches. I went to summer camp in the South, and there's pine forest and bays, and you can do all kinds of things. And it's got a lot of historical things, covered bridges and, you know, old historic houses. And there's a ton of wealth in the northern part and huge mansions and estates.
No, listen, you have done a really good job defending your home state.
It's really
and
good.
I appreciate that very much. So I hope you know we're mostly just having fun. But I appreciate you listening and calling the show, Dana, okay?
All right. I am. And Joe Biden's from there. Is that not a reason to like it?
Well, there you go.
Sure.
There you have
bet.
It.
Listen.
That's how we got on it, Dom. The Bidens are sending their dogs back to Delaware.
That was it.
We figured it out.
Dana, thank you.